podcast of the great whitewordpress.com. Hello everybody, this is FreightWire X, the first podcast we've had in a long time. You probably just heard that awesome intro I made, except we haven't heard it because we just started recording right now. But anyway, we have three people on this podcast here. I'm Josh 60502.
I'm just Matt Poner.
And this is Lost Addict 1993, or Nate. That way you don't have to refer to me by my name, username that doesn't have my actual name in it.
Yeah, now that Lost is over, you have to get addicted to something else.
Yeah.
I have to change my username everywhere because now I officially look like an idiot.
Or you could just be that guy who says Lost is better than anything that's ever going to come ever.
I could.
Well, a lot has happened. A lot has happened since the last podcast, but we can't possibly talk about all of that. So we're just going to talk about E3, which happened a couple weeks ago.
I say we should just go around the horn with the big three,
because
those are what we've all seen.
Yeah, so I don't know, should we go the conferences in order, or just start with who won?
Who won?
Okay, who won?
Nintendo.
I would have to agree Nintendo, but I don't know. I still wasn't totally satisfied with theirs, but yes, I think it's they won by default because the other two were bad.
Yeah, it was, I mean, it wasn't the best E3 I've ever seen, but
no.
Nintendo, I think, had the most fan service.
Except Kevin Butler. They didn't have Kevin Butler.
Kevin Butler was the best part of all of E3. So, Sony's was pretty good. It was kind of long, but, you know, it wasn't bad. Microsoft's was bad, though.
Yeah.
Microsoft's hurt me to watch.
The main problem I had with Sony's was that they didn't show very many exclusives. Like, they had a few.
Had all that Move stuff.
Yeah. And
Move, stuff.
Move and and 3D. I don't care about either of those things as of right now, so there was nothing in it for
me. I see what they're trying to do, but I think they're hitting on technology that I don't know exactly how, especially 3D, because not a lot of people have the expensive TVs and glasses to support it anyways.
Yeah. I don't know. But it was okay. They had some good stuff.
I thought the Dead Space 2 and the Medal of Honor were kind of cool, because they have the exclusive special editions. And I thought it was cool that Dead Space 2 comes with Extraction, with Move support. I thought that was just kind of a cool thing for them to announce.
Yeah, that's like a good marketing move, because I don't think... Did Extraction sell very well?
I don't think so.
That didn't do very well, but they said it got, like, okay reviews, but it just didn't sell.
So that's just sort of their way of pawning off this thing, just as, like, a bonus feature. They can get rid of it.
And I think it's actually going to work, because I know, at least for me, I don't have a 360 anymore, but if I did have a PS3 and a 360, I know just from that I'd go ahead and buy the PS3 version straight off the bat, so...
Yeah.
I don't know if it's enough to sell systems necessarily, but...
Mm-hmm. So, Nintendo, though, they had all sorts of stuff, and the 3DS, which was probably the biggest part of E3.
Oh, yeah, the 3DS, that screen that shows 3D without the need for glasses, I think that alone is a major step forward, because even though it's so cheesy, Reggie was right when he was talking about those glasses, I can't stand those glasses.
He kind of made a big deal out of that.
I don't think they're that bad.
Well, but
the only time
we ever use them is for a couple hours watching a movie. Like, could you imagine any time you want to, like, watch TV or something, you have to wear them?
And it's a matter of cost, because the glasses can be really expensive, especially now they have, like, active shutter technology, which just means we can charge you $150 for our 3D glasses, times however many people are in your family or want to watch the movie, so it's just kind of... It gets really expensive that way.
Right.
Yeah.
But just all the games, Donkey Kong, GoldenEye, the new Zelda, which, I don't know, looks a little too simple for me, but just the fact that they showed a lot of it was just a smart move.
Worked on stage.
Yeah, that was kind of
how the demo was.
And I don't know, I think that's going to hurt them later on. It didn't really give a great impression of it.
Some people were saying it was all the lights that were on in there were, like, disrupting the signal, but in either way, it still looked like it was kind of... It just didn't work as well as it should.
Like, all the sites have said, even though it didn't work on stage, it still works when you sit down and play it, so...
I think the problem is, besides it not working, it just didn't really look original. It looks like, you know, the same Zelda you've been playing 5 times already.
And then they just said, hey, here's Motion Plus, and that's all they're doing.
But that seems like how it is with every Zelda. Like, nobody's, like, ever impressed with that. They just think, oh, it's just going to be the same, but then it just blows everybody's mind.
I know.
It's like everybody was so down on Wind Waker when they first saw the art style, but then that turned out to be a great one. I haven't finished it, but just bit I've played.
See, Wind Waker is one of the best ones. And it's, I don't know, I think we kind of have to see almost what they're going to do with the story so far, because I've heard some people were talking about this game is going to, like, link all of the Zeldas together story-wise, which I don't know how much I buy, but they could do something really interesting with the story, and that would be their, you know, new card to pull with the new Zelda game, but...
Mm-hmm. So, maybe I should have brought a script or something, because I got to think of something new to talk about every time.
Microsoft.
Microsoft. You can play with Skittles.
I know. I could make a very long list of things that just made me mad about their conference.
The biggest problem I had was their, like, Kinect sports game. It's Wii Sports.
Everything Kinect is just everything that's been on the Wii.
The PlayStation Move one, though. That's pretty much
Wii Sports.
PlayStation Move is more blatant.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But, I don't know. The whole thing where, like, Kinect, that's, like, a good name for it, because it does, like, connect a lot of things in there. Like,
it's an alright name, but it's just, I don't think the technology is going to take off as well as they think it will.
No.
Because even with Move, you know, we've seen things like SOCOM and Resident Evil 5, which apparently didn't work very well on the Move, but they actually have, you can use games, like, core games, as everyone like to throw around on Move, and you just can't do it on Kinect. They haven't shown anything that's real, other than Forza Kinect, and even that's just
looking at a car.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know. They could pull it off, but I don't see them making any serious games on Kinect.
Another like strike against Kinect is, for the most part, gamers are lazy, and anytime they'd want to play a game with Kinect, they'd have to stand up and physically move around. Or with like Move or the Wii, you can just sort of point at the screen, but still be sitting on your couch or chair.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
And not even all the time, it's just a manner... I think it would even do better if they had, like... If they had Kinect as, like, an extra control method. Because there are, you know, days that people just want to go home and relax and play games. They don't want to run around. But, you know, it might be nice to have.
I think they're doing something like that with Burnout Paradise.
Yeah, I saw that. I think it was at last year's E3, even. You could play Burnout Paradise with, at the time, Natal.
Yeah. So, I don't know, it might be an option for a lot of things, but you'd still have to buy it to use it as an option. I don't know, I don't think I'm going to get it. Looks like, I don't know, nothing interesting me on there.
Yeah, I don't have a 360, and I don't see it being a system seller that much either, necessarily, because, I don't know, it's just, it's the people who don't have a 360 by now that might buy one, I don't think they're going to drop all the money just to have... Because it's going to end up costing, you know, $400 to get a Kinect. Even if they start a bundle, it's going to be at least $400 to get a Kinect 360 on the 360, and it's just not worth it for the more casual crowd.
Mm-hmm. Like, they need to come out with some, like, killer app that appears to both casual and hardcore. Something like Generation Crossing, like The Sims. Like, that was a huge hit, and that sold... I bet that sold a few gaming PCs, but they just need something that's going to sell a lot of Kinect.
Have you seen, like, Child of Eden or something for it?
Never heard of it.
I know, it's by the guy who made Rez.
I heard about it. I didn't actually watch the demo, though.
I saw the trailer. It looks really crazy, but apparently that seems like the one game people like for it so far.
See, that could have done... I don't know. I didn't play too much of Rez, but I messed around with it back on Dreamcast, I think. Because my cousin had a Dreamcast. But, even that got old after a little bit, because it got to the point where it felt like you were kind of just doing the same thing over and over again, and if that happens with Child of Eden, it could just really fizzle out.
Yeah, because then you'll be physically doing the same thing over again. That's a lot more tiring than just doing the same actions.
Yeah. So with Microsoft, they had all the Kinect stuff that we didn't care about, but even all their other games I wasn't too impressed with. With the Call of Duty thing at the beginning, it looks exactly like all the other Call of Duties.
Except that did not you can be me. In a helicopter.
It seems like they're just kind of trying to say, hey, look what we can do now.
It was so similar, the way, like, I don't know, you start off on the ground or something and somebody has to come and pick you up. I think there was something like that in there. It just looked like the same thing.
Well, they're just pandering to that Modern Warfare 2, the biggest launch in entertainment history. They're going to try to make it as similar as they can.
Yeah. And then what else? Like Gears of War 3, I don't know.
That didn't...
I don't care.
I played the first two Gears too, and it looks identical. They say, you know, four-player co-op and all that. It doesn't look like it's going to be anything new that's or exciting even.
Like, I don't know, I heard someone talking about it, and that seemed true. Like, it did seem a lot more action-packed than, like, the others. But if they
It's still more of the same, though.
Yeah, but if they can just keep up that, like, high level of intensity and energy throughout the whole game, it'll be better. It's just, like, more refinement.
And it's definitely not going to attract in any more people that didn't play the first two. It's not changing anything. But if you played the first two Gears of War and you loved them, then yeah, you're going to love the third one. So, I mean, I guess in that... And there's a lot of people that like the first two games. So, I guess in that aspect, they're definitely going to sell plenty of copies.
Yeah, so, I don't know. It seems like, more than anybody else, Microsoft was trying to go mainstream. That's how Nintendo's been the past few years. But now, it's changed. Now, this time, Nintendo was all about the hardcore fans.
I think, like Nintendo's, they sort of ensnare that big... huge casual market. Now they're turning them hardcore with like Zelda, that it does look like a bridge title.
And then a lot of the for the 3DS, they're talking about bringing back a lot of Nintendo 64 games, and those are games that if you just now got into gaming on the Wii, you would have never got them. Even on Virtual Console, you might not have gone to download old games. Just so to see them like updated and in 3D on the 3DS, I think that's a lot of people who are never into games are actually going to get more into it now.
Didn't they announce, like, Ocarina of Time and Star Fox 64?
Paper Mario. Yeah. Paper Mario sounds like it's going to look beautiful in 3D, because it's always been just ready to go.
That's, like, the one thing I worry about with the 3DS. Like, it seems all the best games on it right now are just ports of games that came out already.
Yeah, and like, then they talked about, like, Kingdom Hearts 3D, which I don't even think they talked about on stage, but... And they might have.
They say something about Kingdom Hearts, like Square.
Yeah, but I don't know. It just seems like they're going to do a lot of things that studios are probably going to just throw out games just for the 3DS just so that they've got them in 3D, not because they really need to be made. Because they had never talked about, at least as far as I know, I'm a big Kingdom Hearts fan, and I'd never heard any word about another Kingdom Hearts on any... portable systems. They were talking about actually moving on with the series, and now it seems like they just kind of they're trying to throw something together for 3D.
Like you said, Jess, they're all ports, but they're all ports of great games that some people might have not have experienced. Like, I haven't played a lot of Star Fox 64, I haven't played a lot of Ocarina, I have played a little bit of Paper Mario, and I like them, but I just stopped playing them because I think I just rented them from Blockbuster.
Yeah.
So now I can finally like own a copy and
it's something you can really... They're apparently updating all the graphics too. They're not just like porting it and putting it in 3D. They're actually making updates to them, so you know they can make them even better games than they were for a whole new crowd too. But
yeah, they've got a Metal Gear Solid 3 coming out, which I don't know, that's like seemed that'd be interesting to me, so I never played really any Metal Gear Solid, but have one of the console ones portable. Seems like it'd be pretty cool.
Yeah,
I'm kind of confused as to why they're skipping straight to number 3. Mm-hmm. I know they're probably just trying to show off the most impressive technology for the 3DS, but I don't know. It seems like you could be kind of lost starting in. Even though it was a prequel, like, you'd still be pretty lost.
Well, don't you get kind of lost at any of them? Because the stories make sense.
Yeah, I've played them all, and at the end of the fourth, I still had no idea what was going on, so...
Mm-hmm. So Kid Icarus also announced.
Yes, yeah. That looks very good.
It looks like Sin and Punishment.
I know, that's what
which
I
is another
thinking.
Game that I really wanted to. That's Nintendo's. They're really they're picking it up. I had lost all faith in them for a little while, but they're actually giving decent games that aren't just Wii Sports or Wii Fit.
Yeah. The only thing with Kid Icarus is that it looks so different from the original one.
Yeah.
I wonder how many of those original fans are really gonna find anything.
There's
going to
be a major uproar, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Of fans complaining that we ruined their game.
But at least
with the voice acting, they already kind of did. That was cheesy.
Yeah. That's true.
But I don't know. It seems really epic, and just like the flying and all that being in like 3D. Like, could you imagine Sin and Punishment in 3D? That'd be so crazy.
Good.
That'd be like Avatar.
It's going to be the Avatar video game.
Yep, pretty much.
So, speaking of Nintendo making good stuff, I've been playing Mario Galaxy 2 lately.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That game that I haven't played yet.
That's a good one.
It is a good one.
I don't think I've ever... I haven't heard a bad thing about it yet.
No.
It looks... And I was a little bit cautious about it at first, but I'll get to it.
Just like that, it'd be too similar.
That's what I was afraid of. I know. I'm just saying. It looked like I didn't want to play. I didn't quite hop on the Galaxy train right when it first came out. So it seems like if I played Galaxy and then Galaxy 2 this soon afterwards, it would really stand out as being exactly the same.
Well, but the formula in Galaxy was so like perfect. You could like.
I just don't know if I want to do another however many hours on the exact same thing. I mean, maybe if it had been longer even, but it's that they just cranked it out so quickly, I don't know. But, I mean, I've heard nothing but good things, so, I mean, I can't complain about a game that I haven't played yet. So.
I never played the first one, but, I don't know, I think the second one is pretty darn good, and it's also pretty long, too, so I'm, like, renting it from Gamefly. I might end up sending it back before I finish it, just because I don't know if I want to spend all the time beating it. Next, I've got Sin and Punishment 2, and I want to do that.
Oh, wait, Star Successor? Or?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes, I want to get to that one, too, but I don't, I'm not a big fan of renting games, because, and I generally play through games more than, unless it's No More Heroes 2, but for the most part, I play through games a couple times, but.
Yeah, so, what else is there to talk about?
New 360 came out.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
That was. I thought that was kind of
there.
Cool.
Then I would have got it for free.
Yeah, if I had gotten it for free, it would have been nice. But it's still not going to make me want to go out and buy a 360. Yeah. If it's nice to know that it's there now, if I ever did want to buy one, but it's, I don't know. It was. It's almost like bringing it up to what it should have been.
Before.
Exactly. So
it
I mean,
has all the features.
Yeah, the fact
PS3.
That it didn't have Wi-Fi. And that the Wi-Fi adapter costs so much for the old 360s.
I know, the 360 I had before, I had to buy the system, which only came with a 20 gigabyte hard drive, and then I had to spend $100 to get the wireless thing. I don't know.
And it probably cost them like $4 to make the wireless adapter anyways. Yeah. That was just the most ridiculous. But they know that if you have Wi-Fi, and that's your only option, they know that you have to buy it, and that was them trying to get more money.
It's like that's half the system is just the online,
and especially on the 360.
Yeah.
The online is a big part of it.
Just because it comes with the headset, it's a lot more social than on the PS3 where nobody's talking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I guess Microsoft completely let us down then.
Yeah. As it went on, as the press conference went on, and I didn't watch it live. I watched it after. I had to struggle through it. Because it was the video was in 5 parts on IGN, and after about the 3rd part, I almost didn't want to finish it, but I had to power through.
Yeah.
They pretty much just, like, the beginning, okay, I could see a lot of people liking those games. That's not a bad move. But then, just, like, the rest
the
of
Kinect,
it.
The Kinect, they spent way too much time on it. I don't care, even if Kinect does sell well, they still spent too much time on it, because it cannot, I don't know.
We keep going back to Kinect. Can't
it's
stop
like
talking
the
about it.
Redheaded stepchild of the gaming industry right now. It's just like came out of nowhere. No one likes it.
I thought Sony spent too much time with the Move.
Yeah.
Well, they did too.
They spent too much time with everything. 2 hours.
So yeah,
it was
Sony's
way
was,
too long.
Yeah. They've always that's been their thing though for a while. They do really long-winded press conferences. I don't know. It seemed like Sony though. They at least had more of a. It was more of a lighthearted press conference. Like last year, like they went into the business aspects of and stuff. It's at least they had like Kevin Butler, and they had like actual more. Well, they had demos of Killzone and stuff in 3D, which we didn't get to see online. Yeah. But I mean,
seems like this was the E3 to be at this year, because first of all, you'd get a free Xbox. Second, you would get to see the Killzone and everything in 3D, and you'd get to see the 3DS how it was meant to be seen.
And
so
that's
it's like
that's,
being at home, you don't really get the full.
Yeah, thing. That's the 3DS. I think it's you have to use it before you can even pass judgment on it, because it hasn't really thrilled me. But everything I've read from people that were at E3 that said it's really just it works.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I think when it's like come out and it's on display at Best Buy or something, people are just gonna walk by, see it, and then buy one right there because they're so impressed with it.
And also, it's just I'm glad that they're not just like slapping 3D and throwing out the same DS. No, they're upgrading the hardware and stuff. They're putting all the cameras in.
The graphics are apparently a huge upgrade.
Yeah, like if you look at that Kid Icarus.
Kid
thing,
Icarus,
it looks
I thought
almost
it was,
like a GameCube game.
Yeah,
like.
That's.
Mm-hmm. It's about time, though.
Yeah.
They've always been kind of behind with.
And everyone's always said that, everyone said DS doesn't need the good graphics because the games are still fun, but it's...
It helps a lot.
Yeah, it's been, 4 or 5 years since the DS originally came out, and they've had no upgrades to the graphics, and it's gotten...
But the games are still looking better and better.
Yeah, like if you look at, I don't know how, on the limited hardware, they keep on upgrading it. I mean, Dragon Quest IX practically looks like a PSP game, and that's still on the old DS hardware. Yeah. So
is the 3DS really like a whole new system, or is it just kind of a half upgrade?
I'm thinking it's a whole new system.
Like, I don't know. I thought it was going to use the same. I read somewhere it was going to use the same. It's still going to use game cards. You can still play all your DS games and all that stuff. But I mean, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It seems like with like the DS and like sort of handhelds in general, they just make a lot of small steps.
Yeah.
Like
yeah. There
was the DS, DS Lite, DSi, now 3DS. Like,
well, see, those were all part of it until the 3DS, at least. Even the DSi wasn't a huge upgrade either.
Yeah.
Even Game Boy Color to Game Boy Advance, all they really did was added shoulder buttons and upgraded the graphics. I mean, that's pretty much what they're doing on the 3DS. So you can't say it's not a whole nother.
Yeah, and also they got the analog.
Yeah, and that's
wheel. Like, what is that thing? It's like a really it's short another, joystick.
No, it's another PSP.
Yes, it's a PSP.
Hopefully,
no.
It's better than the PSPs.
Isn't that thing really bad? I don't have a PS3.
I was playing Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker the other day on my PSP, which is really good. But the little analog nub, they wear out really easily, and mine, if you walk forward, it doesn't register the analog stick as moving all the way up, so I'm constantly crawling. Boy, the analog nub just killed the system for me.
I know, I'm borrowing one right now from Joe Will Beat John. I don't know if people might remember him. But, yeah, I think that analog stick is probably the worst part about it. There's a lot of games that I think would be good if just the analog stick worked better.
But, like, with Nintendo stuff, like, their stuff is built to last. Like, original Game Boys have been, like, smashed by cars, and they still play, so...
Yeah, I went to the Nintendo World Store in New York City, and they have one that was, like, bombed in the Gulf War or something. And it still works.
Yeah, that's a Nintendo product for you. Unless it's a Game Boy Advance SP, because I went through, like, four of those. I would, like, drop it, and the screen would snap off, but... And I would drop it, like, open, face down, so I should probably take better care of it. But, yeah, in general, their systems last pretty long.
Yeah, so Nintendo won.
Yeah,
isn't that easy?
There's no way. Sony was too long about nothing. Microsoft was nothing, so...
Yeah, Microsoft was... No, the thing with Nintendo that kind of bugged me is it almost felt like they did a little bit too much of just trying to say, hey, look, we have good games, too. Like, it just, like, they threw out a whole bunch of stuff and didn't really show off too much of all of it. I would have really liked to see an actual, like, longer demo of Donkey Kong, seeing how it works. It might be too early, I mean, I don't know, but... Mm-hmm. And then Kirby, I'm still a little bit reserved about Kirby, because...
I don't know. It
looks like it's going to be good, but I still want to see, like, the old-school Kirby, like... The yarn thing just looks a little bit... I'd like an old-school Kirby game still. But maybe that's for the 3DS, I don't know.
How, like, all the Nintendo games that we think look good are games that don't really need to be on the Wii. They're all the ones where we turn the controller sideways and just use all the buttons.
Yeah.
So they finally realize that all the motion control is really unnecessary to make good games.
Mm-hmm. And also, like, the first thing I thought when I saw, like, the Kirby, like, trailer... It looks exactly... It's like Paper Mario.
Yeah.
Like, just taking sort of, like, a really artsy style and just making... It's probably going to be the first Kirby game I'm going to get. Like, I haven't played any...
See, I played Nightmare in Dreamland on the Game Boy Advance, and that was a really good game, and it just... I don't know. It's almost like I'm just sad to see the old Kirby gameplay go, but, I mean, it's still nice to see them moving on and doing new things, so...
Mm-hmm. So... We went through E3 pretty much then.
Yeah, I say we we just talked about the big three. Any games that you guys saw on the show floor that looked...
Well, not necessarily on the show floor, but during...
Well, you know what I mean.
Well, yeah. I watched part of EA's... Yeah, on the show floor when I was there. No, I saw part of EA's conference, and I had to stop watching eventually because they did all the sports stuff, and I got bored. But,
sports.
Yeah, sports. but they had... the Dead Space 2 demo, they did a different demo actually during Sony's press conference, but Dead Space 2 is looking really good, and the first game I played part of, and it was good, but it wasn't, like, it was kind of slow, and I don't know. It just looks like that game looks like it's going to be really good.
I was watching the demo on the Sony press conference. I thought it was all disorienting. I couldn't really tell what was going on.
Yeah, that one, the Sony demo was kind of hard to tell, but during the EA's actual press conference, they did like an actual moving around, not just like quick time events in a boss battle, and it was really terrifying. But I don't know.
A game that I saw that I thought was really good, Infamous 2. Like, I loved the first one. That was probably my favorite game of last year. Even though the redesign I'm not too fond of, it still just, like, looks like the same good old Infamous gameplay, but now with a lot more, like, mobility, you can move faster. I was watching a little bit of gameplay of it, and it just looks a lot faster. And
I haven't seen too much of the actual gameplay. I saw the trailer, the E3 trailer, but I haven't actually seen the gameplay too much.
Mm-hmm. There were a lot of games that weren't at E3 that we thought there would be, like The Last Guardian, or something.
Where's The Last Guardian?
I don't know what happened to that. Like, that might be in, like, development limbo, because I read somewhere someone was having trouble with it or something. I don't know. I gotta say, Beyond Good and Evil 2, I know they had talked about they were halting development on it, but I don't know. I thought they should at least say what's going on, because I know a lot of people really love the first game.
Well, Ubisoft's press conference was from what I heard, was just a complete dysfunctional piece of garbage.
Yeah, I didn't actually watch theirs. I heard theirs and Konami's were really awful, so.
And then wasn't Respawn Entertainment, all the Infinity Ward people, supposed to debut something, but then they backed out at the last minute?
Probably.
I don't know. I'd like to see what they're doing. Mm-hmm. Hopefully it's something, you know, that's not all modern and war and everything, but they still know what they're doing. So they could make something pretty cool.
Even if it's not another Modern Warfare, I don't know. And like, it's like they're very talented developers, you know, whether you like their games or not. So I want to see what they can actually do outside of Call of Duty.
Yeah, it's like we've only seen them direct their focus in like a very small area, just the military shooter. They should like broaden it, make, I don't know, space shooter, RPG.
Yeah, they make very high quality games, and if they can apply it to other areas, they could actually be a well-rounded studio, but I don't know.
So, I can't think of anything else.
Well, there was really so much stuff that, I mean, you could go over every game, but everyone has their opinions on the games. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
I didn't, like, look too deeply into all the E3 news after I watched all the press conferences. Yeah. Yeah. The big three ones, at least. Like, after that, I was like, okay, I don't care anymore.
Yeah, because that's basically what's going to be what everyone's talking about. I mean, if there was something really big, it'd be all over, but
mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't. I think E3 as a whole wasn't as great this year for the people watching from home. I mean, I heard a lot about the 3DS, so it's turning into almost you have to be there now with all the new technology. You have to be there to try out the technology. Otherwise, it's just going to be watching them talk about their new technology, which isn't interesting.
One day I'll go there.
Yeah,
see it in person.
Is E3 open to the general public?
I think it's
still
members.
I think
of
they
the
like
press.
Open. Yeah, they opened it for like a
changes,
year.
Changes, you know, every year it's just kind of up in the air what they'll do.
Yeah, last year they had it like open, but they had like 200 tickets and they were gone in like 7 minutes or something. But yeah, and then this year it was closed again. So
I'd go for the booth, babes.
We got to get in the industry somehow.
I know.
We got to get FreightWire big enough that we're actually important.
That's your job, the listener. You got to get us some sponsorship.
I know. Go give us good reviews on iTunes. Because I keep giving it 5 stars, but it never shows up, really. Or it might have, like, 1 rating, but who takes that seriously? I should review myself. Give it 5 stars and pretend I'm somebody else.
Yeah, we'll make a bunch of joke iTunes accounts and just build ourselves up.
Be like, hey, has anyone heard about that FreightWire?
You know, Dr. Nano, the one
iPhone game?
Like, they had, like, a bunch of YouTube videos of that the company posted, and there are all these, like, really, really positive comments underneath it. And then if you clicked on the names, like, they had just joined, like, a week before. They had no videos, no friends or anything. That was kind of fishy.
That's pretty funny. Yeah. Well, isn't it, like, some really obscure Korean company?
I don't think they're Korean.
Oh.
They sent me an email before saying, like, oh yeah, here's our new trailer for Dr. Nano X.
Because, as you know, if you listen to the show, adding X to anything makes it cooler.
Yep, so I watched that, and it looks like Dr. Nano, but with some on-foot shooting stuff. So then I'll be like, yeah, I'll review it once it comes out. Just give me a code. And they'll be like, sure. And I haven't heard from them since. Maybe it came out, I don't know. Or maybe it's never going to come out.
That might be best.
It really might be. So now that we're done with E3, I guess what's left? So what are we playing at the moment? I don't know.
I am going through right now Peace Walker, but that's taking me forever to finish. And I was going to write a review on it when I finish it, but I'm like 12 or 15 hours in, and I'm nowhere near done with it. It's a really long game, but it's really good so far, so.
Yeah, there's the early review. It's really good.
All right,
It's really good. I'll actually think it through and write a review once I finish it, but it could be a while.
Mm-hmm. What are you doing, man?
What am I doing? I'm playing a little bit of DJ Hero and Galaxy 2.
DJ Hero. That's choices.
DJ Hero is really fun. Like, I'm not quite done with all the songs, but there's a lot of good ones. The best ones involve Daft Punk. Just seems like they gave a lot of care to those. Some of them are just annoying, but there's enough good ones where it's just like fun to play. And any game where you can play a mix between MC Hammer's Can't Touch This and Vanilla Ice's Ice Baby is worth playing.
Yeah, that's another one I missed out on, so there's a lot of games in the past.
Are you going to get DJ Hero 2?
I don't know. It's with those games, you just have to see the set list. Mm-hmm. But my biggest problem with it is, like, you can sing now, but, like, if you go see a DJ perform, there's not going to be anybody singing. Yeah. Like, I don't know. It just seems pointless, and it'd be really hard, because sometimes the vocals just switch really sporadically. Yeah. So
it seems like they're going to have to do more tame songs if they're going to have singing in it. Yeah. Or limit the singing to specific songs or something really ridiculous like that. Mm-hmm. It kind of looks like just an added feature.
Yeah.
Just because can't you like hook up a guitar to some of the DJ Hero songs? But yes, that's only for a few of them, so maybe they'll do something like that.
That's probably what they're going to have to do.
How about you, Josh?
Well, I beat Final Fantasy VII, finally. A game I've wanted to play for a long time, and then I wrote a little post about all the annoying imperfections it has. Like, how they just destroy the sun, but nobody seems to care. And how
it's a video game.
Some attack that can blow up the whole solar system can't make you faint at all. I don't know, there's a lot of weird things. And typos, too.
And why couldn't they use a Phoenix down on...
Yeah, spoiler, there's no good explanation for that.
There's no good explanation for a lot of the stuff in the game.
No, there's a perfectly reasonable explanation. It's Japanese.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's still good. Worth the $10 or so on the PlayStation Network. So after beating 7, I was in a Final Fantasy mood. So I wanted to do 6, since that's supposed to be the best in the series.
Yes, that's my favorite.
So I was looking for the Game Boy Advance one. And
you're not going to find it. I've been looking for a while.
So I saw one on eBay, and I bought it, and then it came, but it was a bootleg, and I was like, screw this. Because bootlegs have, like, really bad save batteries or something, and a game as long as that, you want to make sure your save battery works.
You're almost better off getting it for the PlayStation 1.
So, now after I looked at the guy's, like, eBay page, I could see there were a lot of suspicious flags that came up that I really should have noticed before.
How much did you pay for it?
It wasn't much. It was, like, $11. Well, that's the first problem. $11 for this.
GameStop, I think, is selling it for, like, $35.
Well, there's another thing. After that, I went to GameStop to go get one, and they were selling a bootleg, too. And I was like, you gotta be kidding me. So
there's only bootlegs of it left.
So finally, I went to a website called jjgames.com.
That sounds kind of shady.
Well, I read a bunch of reviews. People liked it. So I bought it used on there for, you know, $35, which is a lot for a used Game Boy Advance game, but I guess how much you'd have to pay. So that came, and it looks legit, so I'm playing that one right now.
Have you gotten very far?
I'm like 5 hours into it. I don't know if I'm really far, because I've been stuck for a while, you know, just letting the clock run on me. Because there's a lot of parts where you just really don't know where to go.
There's not much direction in that game.
Yeah.
It's FAQ.
That's what I've had to use. There's another thing, like there's some guy sobbing or something, and all his blitzes, you know him?
Yes, yes. The blitzes were horrible.
like, I don't know how you would possibly know what they are unless you use a guide.
Well, it's a blitz. Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, what you have to do is you have to choose the attack, and then you have to put in a certain button combination to get it to work. Like, you have to do a bunch of arrows and buttons in order. And it never actually tells you how to do any of them.
That's...
If you, like... If you dig through the menus, I think you can find it, but it's, like, it's not... They don't, like, tell you... When you learn a new blitz, they don't, like, tell you what the combination is. You have to, like, find it.
Well, it's just, like, the stigma of older games. They didn't have as much space as they did now, so they had to, like, completely cut anything that was unnecessary, even though... And it's, like, a special attack, or is it...
Well, you can use it every turn.
So. Oh, so...
And there's... That's... it's really... The game's really unbalanced. Like, if you play it today, it really plays like an... it's not bad. Like, you can't... It's hard to play, but it's an unbalanced mess as far as the special attacks go, because you can just spam, like, with Edgar. You can use his chainsaw and auto crossbow every turn, and it basically hits every enemy for more health than they have. So, you know...
There's, like, one guy, Sion or something, one of his Bushidos, like, takes off half their health. So, I don't know, I've never used it on a boss, but it seems like that'd be a great idea. Just take off half their health on one turn.
Yeah.
But after you take off half their health, then, like, would you, if you used it again, would it take half their health again, so then they're down to, like, a quarter of their health?
Yeah, I guess I think that's how it works.
All right.
Yeah. But, I don't know, I'm liking that so far. I just wish it was a little easier to tell where you were heading, where you had to go. But, yeah.
How's the story? I've heard that's really good.
It's okay, yeah.
it gets kind of like, it gets better about halfway through. But, I mean, I don't want to spoil anything, especially since you're working on it right now, but it gets, like, actually serious instead of, like, in the beginning, there's not too much really going on, so...
Yeah, I already think that the main villain of 6 is better than 7's villain, Sephiroth.
What?
Oh, no,
I played through that, and I'm like, why do people like him so much? He's not even a good villain.
He's a mama's boy.
I thought Rufus, the guy from Shinra, was more evil. It's like, they should have made him the main guy.
Kefka's just, it's almost, he's unsettling.
Yeah.
His weird stuff. There's a website dedicated to his weird quotes, and it just shows a bunch of screenshots of the game with him saying weird stuff. But
yeah, so that's pretty good, and I like the music a lot. Like, I've been getting into game soundtracks and musics and everything, and which is another reason why I wanted to do some Final Fantasy, since they have
13 has a good soundtrack too. It's not Nobuo
Uematsu,
which everyone was complaining because they don't want to see a new composer, but he actually did a good job, and I think it fits the game better than most of the Final Fantasy soundtracks, which the soundtrack has always been good, but it didn't seem like they were too specifically tailored to each individual game. But this, it really feels like it fits on 13.
I want to do 13 eventually.
Good luck. I'm 50 some odd hours in, and I'm nowhere near completing. I beat the last boss, but I've got so much more stuff to do that it's going to take me another 30, and I've been working on it since I finished it too, and it's gonna take me another 30 hours to actually do everything.
It seems like some people really hate it, and other people think it's, you know.
Yeah, okay. There's no middle ground on that. I mean, there's as far as fans go, there's fans who either love it or they hate it because it's nothing like the older games. But
it's a different time; they've got to evolve.
Because if they make it like 6, no one would have bought it.
No.
Well, I guess I bought 6, so there's an audience for
you
that kind of design.
Twice.
almost. 3 times at GameStop, but I don't know. It's good. Final Fantasies are good. I guess just some of the older ones are harder to get into.
Number 2. Oh, God. Nobody, if you're listening
to American 2 or Japanese 2?
The actual 2. Not, okay. Not 4 renamed 2 for American Shores. No, the actual Final Fantasy 2. If you're listening to this podcast, don't ever play that game. I bought 1 and 2, the
one
cartridge. Yeah, Dawn of Souls on the Game Boy Advance, and I played 1 first, like a good gamer, and I liked it, and so I tried to play 2, and it just broke my soul.
Isn't it, like, the leveling up system just, like, completely broken?
Yeah, the level up system is based on what you do most will raise that attribute, so, if you use axes, it'll raise your axe level. But if you take damage, it raises your HP, so what everyone does is they just attack their own characters until they're about to die, and then run into an inn. and that's about it. But it's easy to exploit, and it's not fun to actually level the right way, or you'll die, because it's really unbalanced, but it's trash.
Man.
It's the bane of my gaming existence.
I played 4 on the DS, and it's...
I like that. It's really hard.
It's brutal. It's one of those games where I got stuck, then I just, like, screw it, and I throw it across the room, and I haven't played it since.
It's like a new Elite Beat Agents, because that... I broke, like... I had to go buy a whole new package of, like, 7 styluses, whatever, yeah, for Elite Beat Agents, and I went through the whole package just on one song, so... Jumpin' Jack Flash on Sweatin' or whatever the highest mode was.
It's like the bane of everybody's existence.
I didn't even, like, throw styluses or lose them. I got to a point where every time I would fail a song, every couple times I just, like, snap a stylus in half and go get a new one, because that's how I cooled down, but...
Wow.
Yeah.
So you can't listen to that song?
I can't. Or play that game ever again.
There's a few games I played, like, one day, and that was it, and I just kind of let it go. Like, I did Majora's Mask on the one GameCube Collector's Edition thing.
I think that was some, like, there were emulation issues on that, I think.
Oh.
I yeah, there's, like, every time you walk into a new place, the audio just kind of pops for a second, and then, I don't know, some weird stuff. But, I don't know, it was cool for the one day. I don't really feel compelled to rush back to it.
It's probably the least accessible Zelda game ever, because it's really hard to get into, and it's hard to play, because everything, like, resets every 3 days in the game.
Yeah, that annoyed me, that you can't save, like, unless you go back in time and start pretty much a couple hours
over. It forces you to get done, like, one specific task within the 3 day period, and then restart, and then do another, because, like, you'll eventually get to a point where you can actually restart, like, once you finish the quest line or whatever, you'll get, you know, a mask or something, and then you don't have to worry about redoing it when you go back in time. But if you're in the middle of it when you run out of time, you have to start the whole thing over, which a lot of people just gave up on it. But I played it when it first came out, and I was, I don't know, like a 10 wee, maybe. Yeah, I was a wee lad, and that broke my spirit too, because but actually I finished it when I was, you know, however old I was, and I actually finished it with a lot of help from older people, because I don't know, you really have to plan that one out. Yeah. But it's a good game if you have the patience.
Like, it's a video game. I don't want to have to sit and, like, chart it out. I just want to get in there, play, kill some guys.
See, usually I don't. That's my game. When I want to think, that's that or Professor Layton. Those are my games for thinking.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of thinking games, another one I did for one day, I restarted the DS Fire Emblem. I thought that was the worst Fire Emblem I had played so far, but then I went back and I'm like, hey, this isn't so bad.
It's really hard.
I couldn't get to, like, mission 5 on that. It killed me. But then I had to turn off the system every time someone died, so.
Yeah.
The last level is, like, just so, there's such a huge spike in it, but there's this one really cheap way to beat it, I found out. Like, you start off, there's some dragon or something you have to kill. And,
it's Fire Emblem.
Before you, instead of going through the whole level and killing everybody, you just, like, warp one of the people to the dragon, and then you can, like, pretty much beat it in one turn. So that's what I did, and it worked. I don't think I could have done it without that. I don't know. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what else. Oh, I've been working on Bayonetta too, but that's really difficult. And that's another one I don't. I'm, like, probably, like, a quarter of the way through it, and it's taken me, like, 10 hours to get that far, not because it's a long game, just because I can't beat all the levels. And I'm playing on easy, so, I don't know.
Hard game, Urban Rain. Last mission is ridiculously easy, because you just fight this guy, you have to dodge a gun once, and then you can just run and punch him twice, and he dies, but... The one before that, you fight the two hardest enemies in the game. Like, just two of them against, like, two of you, but your partner's not all that great. So...
Yeah.
That was a PS2 game. That should explain most of it.
Yeah, it's a really good game, though. Like, you don't know how much I've played.
I've heard about Urban Rain for a long, long time.
From me.
Oh, yeah. And nobody else in the entire world has ever mentioned. Okay, just... want you to know.
Hmm. Well, I don't know. We could go way back to games I was playing a long time ago. So we got nothing else to talk about, really.
I'm replaying Kingdom Hearts, the first one, and I'm seeing a lot of the flaws as I replay through it after playing through the second one. Because I've played through every game that's ever been released, Kingdom Hearts, including Birth by Sleep, even though I didn't know what was really going on. And playing the first one again, just, it's garbage. But it's
really hard. That's another hard game.
Yeah, it's really difficult. And it doesn't even, like, ramp up. It's like, it's okay for a little bit, and then it just gets brutal.
That, like, battle against the devil?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Wait. Yeah. I went to agree with you and then realized I didn't know what you were talking about.
The devil from Fantasia. He's a boss.
Oh.
The one where you're, like, flying, and, like, he sends a... Oh. I hate that level.
The last, last fight with Riku in the game.
It's just all.
By the time I got to that point, and that was another one I played when it first came out, I think it was probably like 11 when I first played it, and that broke my young spirit.
Again. Well,
it sounds like a lot of things break your spirit.
They break my spirit, and then I have to go find a new game to play.
Yeah. Played the second one, and it was all good, because that game is a lot better.
It's actually balanced, finally. Even though everyone complains that you don't have to use magic in the second one, but whatever. Still fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I was, for a while, I had like a phase I wanted to play a bunch of PS1 games.
You told me about.
So I got Insomniac Studios' very first game ever, Disruptor. It's pretty much a Doom clone. And I played that. I got it for $4 on eBay because I was in an eBay phase too. And
that's dangerous.
Yeah.
It is dangerous. I found out after I, bought my bootleg Final Fantasy VI.
Nate, you could talk about an eBay phase.
I went through a couple months there where I bought a $50 record on eBay because there were like 1,000 made, and I just kept buying stuff. And at one point on eBay, like on the left, it says all the it totals up all the money you owe, and it was like over $100. And I had literally not a penny to my name. So I owe people money right now too. I have to stop using the eBay because
the eBay.
Yeah.
Well, after I bought that keyboard right there, that's like all my money, and I'm in debt now. So this is bad. I gotta stop looking at stuff.
See, I don't have like a credit card or anything, so I'm not even
lucky.
I don't even want to get one just for that reason.
And, you think it's such a great deal, but there's so many great deals.
They're all great deals. Yeah, it's just that's what it does.
That's the name of the show: Breaking Spirits.
Sure. So I gotta use eBay now to sell stuff because I've bought too many things.
Yeah, so Disruptor is just a Doom clone.
A Doom clone, but it's not a bad Doom clone. It has some, like acting parts, like all the cutscenes where it's like real people acting.
Oh dear.
And the budget, FMV. You could tell they had a really small budget.
It's like the Resident Evil PlayStation 1, but that was a PlayStation 1 game. But yeah, no, that's...
Yeah, well, it's like all science fiction and everything, so, like, at one point, they try to, when you have a bad budget, you don't want to do a science fiction story, because people are going to expect certain things out of it, and you just can't provide it. So, like, there's one part where he's supposed to be in some, like, force field thing that he can't get out of, but you can tell it's just, like, a bright light shining on him. He's like, I can't get out of this. And he's just, okay, step out of the light.
Hit the switch.
It's cheesy, but it's not bad.
Any other PS1 games ever?
I played one called Heart of Darkness, which no one's probably ever heard of.
But it's your Urban Rain, Josh.
Yeah. I liked it. It's short, and it's even on 2 discs, even though it's so short. But that was a pretty hard game by the end of it.
What kind of game was it?
It's very unique. I don't know if you ever heard of Out of This World or something. I don't know.
Sounds familiar. Even Heart of Darkness sounds familiar too, but
it's like some sort of side-scrolling thing, and you're like just have to run around and solve puzzles and crap, and everything. The graphics, for a PS1 game look pretty good, and it even came with 3D glasses, so you can watch the ending thing in 3D.
But that's it. Nothing else is in 3D.
Yeah, that's it. And even on the 3D thing, it was all in black and white. Like, they couldn't handle doing it in color. Well, then I guess you can, since it's like got the red and blue ones. I don't know.
Yeah, 3D used to be... Well, 3D still isn't great, but I was going to say 3D used to be pretty awful. I remember the old Spy Kids where...
Spy Kids
they'd, like,
3D,
really
yes.
deliberately reach out yeah. at the screen and they'll go, whoa!
I bet that's the only reason that the girl, I think, like, Carmen or something, had that huge, like, hand thing. Just yeah. keep being like, oh!
That deliberately obvious. Yeah. Avatar did a good job. As much as the movie was awful.
What?
The storyline was pretty...
Whatever.
It wasn't awful. It was just,
it wasn't bad, yeah, but the storyline was just a joke, and...
Man, I hate Avatar haters.
Well, I'm not hating on it, I'm just saying it's...
You sipping on that haterade, man.
If it didn't have the 3D, it would have been a less recognizable. Well, if it had just come out without 3D...
It was built... For 3D.
Like. Well, I know, but I'm saying, like, if that's what I'm saying, if the movie had been made without 3D and there had never been any of the hype for the 3D around it, it would have just come out and he would have spent $500 million making a movie that would make $100 million.
Well, James Cameron, he pretty much sat at the bottom of the ocean or something and waited for the technology to catch up with his vision of Avatar, and then when it finally did, he's like, alright, I'm gonna make it, and it still cost him a ton of money, but he made it all back. And everybody's wiping himself with $100 bills right now, but...
Probably is. Yeah. Didn't they call him in to try to solve the whole BP oil crisis thing?
Probably.
Since, with Titanic, he knew something about doing things underwater.
Yeah.
So, they thought he could solve all their problems.
James Cameron. Yeah. That's safe.
I saw this one spoof of it where they called Kevin Costner.
Yeah.
Should have called Kevin Butler.
He could
give a motivational speech.
Yeah.
That was a good speech, okay?
Yeah.
That was a pretty good speech. I just wish the musical cue went on in time on that press conference thing. Like, it came in too early.
Like, I like the background. He was, like, shooting arrows or, like, holding a sword.
Yeah. That was good.
Yeah. It was that. Like I said, that was Sony injecting a little bit of fun instead of talking about their projected... expense reports.
Oh, did they need to talk about their partnership with Coca-Cola?
Like, yeah, no, they didn't.
Part, I thought,
and how Coca-Cola promotes healthy living. No, soda's like is next to drugs. I'm one of the worst things you can do.
Yeah, well,
they could have cut a lot of stuff. They could have cut the Coke. They could have cut talking about their new PSP campaign with that little black kid.
Well, like, okay. But see, that's the thing is though, lot of people like that, so I see
true,
why they
but,
did
like,
it.
Did it? I think it would have been a better, like, surprise. Like, whoa, what is this? Not like, alright, I'm waiting for that little black kid. Where is he?
Well, I don't know. Then people would have been mad that there's a commercial, a Sony commercial without Kevin Butler. I don't know. What are they doing with him? Why are they not? They should just keep making more Kevin Butler commercials and not.
Well, he's the PS3. That little kid's for the PSP.
Well, I haven't. Yeah, no, I just haven't seen one of his commercials on in a while. So, and I've seen more of his.
Yeah.
More of Marcus. Marcus is his name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen more of his than Kevin Butler, and that's a disappointment.
Mm-hmm. So I've been going on through like a lot of different phases this summer.
Yeah.
First was the PlayStation 1 phase, where I bought a bunch of old games.
Which overlapped with the eBay phase.
Yeah, well, the eBay phase, I think, started first, and then I realized, hey, I can get a bunch of PlayStation 1 games on here. So I got a bunch of cheap ones.
But then they just add up.
Yeah, they weren't bad. It stopped once I was trying to... I, like, wanted to play one that was so old it came in, like, the long box, you know?
Oh, God.
So then I played it, and I realized, this is terrible. I gotta stop buying these. So, yeah, that ended that phase. And then I got into a phase of, like, trying to listen to game soundtracks and everything. And I'm like, hey, I can get these cheap on eBay, too. So then I bought a bunch of, you know, cool ones. And then I realized they were all bootlegs afterwards. And then I saw the price for the real ones, and they're all like $40 each at least. And I'm like, okay, I can't keep this up.
I'll stick to YouTubing them.
I guess so. And then, I don't know, the Final Fantasy phase, maybe. I don't know. And now, the one problem left over from the PlayStation phase is that I said I was going to write a guide on Crash Bandicoot 2, but now I have no motivation to do that. To write a guide, you'd better have some motivation. because
yeah, I don't understand how people have. I know I couldn't do it.
That's
a lot of work. It's probably more than I realize.
I could do it for Urban Reign. Dodge and hit hard. Upgrade your stats evenly.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I should just do one of like the half guides, where you only like do a certain part of it.
Yeah, do like the last level or something.
Something stupid.
The first boss.
They're pretty easy.
Yeah, exactly. Isn't it like Dingo Dial or something?
That might be for the third one.
Oh.
Crash Bandicoot.
Those were good games.
I played the one on the GBA, like Huge Adventure or something.
Yeah. Because once they sold the license, like Naughty Dog got rid of it and sold it to somebody else, and then
it all went downhill.
Yeah, that's another article I wanted to do lately. Like, games that have fallen the farthest. Like, Crash Bandicoot started great, and it fell down.
Spyro,
another
Sonic.
One. Sonic, that would be number one.
Yeah, that's...
Destroy All Humans. Started good, fell way down.
Oh, God. Don't talk to you about Big Willy.
I gotta get a top five list. Let's make it right now.
All
right. Number five, Destroy All Humans?
Sure.
I don't know. Number four.
I don't know.
Half-Life, where is he?
Well, it's Half-Life.
They're good when they come out. They might take like 7 years between each expansion pack, but
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Four.
I don't know.
Star Fox.
That's Star true.
Fox. Where is he?
They haven't been.
Well, not only where awful. Is he? The DS version.
Assault.
Yeah. Well.
Assault.
I'm like one of the few people who thought that was.
I liked Assault. Command. Safe. Command. I didn't like.
I thought that was fine.
It was okay, but
okay. So not Star Fox. Master Chief.
Halo. Well, I don't know if those have gotten terrible.
No,
it's gotta They've be gotten, like a great game that's yeah. gotten terrible.
All right, sorry, I didn't know.
Well, by the looks of Black Ops, Call of Duty, I don't know. But see, that's the thing is, I know Hero? People are still gonna. Oh, Guitar Hero.
They haven't gotten terrible, but I have.
They just all sort of flatlined. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they keep making them because people just keep buying it because it has the brand name on it. The Guitar Hero. If it says Guitar Hero, they'll buy it.
I'm wearing it. Says the guy wearing a Guitar Hero shirt.
I bought this a while ago and it's really comfortable, so shut up.
That reminds me, Rock Band 3. It's got a piano.
It's got like 107 key or note.
I thought
guitar.
It was like,
it's only like.
Oh, yeah.
The guitar
controllers. That's pretty much a real guitar. At that point. Yeah. When you have to put so much effort into learning a fake one.
Someone was talking about, I don't know, it might have been Mad Cats, or someone's making a Rock Band 3 guitar that you can actually plug into an amp and use as a real guitar.
It better not be Mad Cats. Their stuff sucks.
It was, whoever makes all the knockoff guitars.
Yeah, that's Mad Cats.
Then,
they
make
knockoff everything.
I bought a Mad Cats controller one time for the 360, and it had a little plug on it for the headset, and it was too small, so the plug didn't go in all the way. You had to hold it in with your hand.
This sounds dirty.
It's terrible. Bad.
Yeah. I got a Mad... My parents got me a Mad Cats Bluetooth headset for my PS3.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if it's even working. Like, no one responds to me. And I can't hear what other people are saying, so...
I was playing a game online with an off-brand headset one time on the PS3, and I was playing with one of my friends, and he called me, and he's like, I have no idea what you're saying. And I couldn't tell, so I thought he was just like, yeah. I couldn't hear him. I thought he was really quiet. But.
Well, back to the list. I can't think of a number four.
Let's just say Spyro.
Sure. Spyro. Started great. Loved the original ones, but now they're not so great.
Now they're... Isn't, like, Elijah Wood voicing him or something?
Something like... they change, like, it's all combat heavy. You gotta run around and, like, kick people.
That, like, Tales of the Dragonfly, the one on the GameCube, that wasn't bad.
It wasn't as good as the PlayStation ones.
Of course not.
And Crash Bandicoot's probably three, I guess. Just because we know Sonic has to be number one.
Yeah. So, number two.
I'm trying to think. I don't know.
Let's see. What's a really bad game within the.
A really bad game.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's sad that we can't think
Number,
of
we'll like, you know, top four list.
That doesn't make sense. Depending on who you talk to, it could be Final Fantasy.
That's true. A lot of people. Well, see, everyone complained about 11 because it was online and they didn't want to play it, or they didn't want to pay for it. And then 12, everyone said it was too different, and then everyone said the same thing about 13, so yeah. And
14's going to be another online one.
That actually looks decent, though. I tried to get into 11, too, just because I like the series, and I played the 10-day trial for, like, 10 minutes and then stopped. And it took, I'm not even kidding, like, 14 hours to install. Because it has to install and update and, like, re-update, so. That's for 10 minutes.
Let's see.
I don't know. There's, this requires a lot of thought.
Yeah.
You gotta make a good list.
Maybe we shouldn't do it right on the spot.
Maybe not. I guess we'll do it later, then.
Yeah.
We'll have to actually put it on the website, which I've been trying to. Now that it's summer, I was going to write some more reviews, but all the games that I'm working on are really long, and I haven't actually finished a game yet this summer. Except for I finished Kingdom Hearts on the DS. But, I don't know. I feel like if I write a review on that, I'm going to start disliking it. Because when I really think about it, the game was really bad. But
you should write one of the stupid parts of great games.
There we go.
I should do one of those. That's just like
I have a few ideas for some of those. I want to do one on Half-Life 2, and one of them would be, like, how he can climb up a ladder super fast while holding a two-handed gun. So he's just using his legs or something?
Yeah, and
I don't know.
All the crates break exactly the same way.
Yeah. And he never talks, but, you know, people still, like, have conversations with him. There's a lot of stuff. Yeah. So,
let's see. Final Fantasy, that seems like it'd be really easy to make fun of, just stupid.
We only did one for 7.
Yeah.
I could probably do another one.
I could do one for 13. 13, that game was brutally difficult. That was another Elite Beat Agents, except on the PS3, because that's not nice.
That reminds me of a DS game I got when I was back in New York, which was a long time ago. Oh, yeah, that was, I think, one of my PlayStation 1 phases was still kind of starting out back then, because I went to a store in New York City where all they do is sell old video games. Cool. And I got Quake 2.
Oh.
I thought you played the demo of it and it was terrible.
It wasn't terrible. I was still interested, because I also read that one book, Masters of Doom, about software and everything, so I was all interested in them. So we did Quake 2. Man, that's a hard game. And the worst part is that it just controls bad. On the PlayStation 1, the main control thing doesn't use the little analog sticks. It wants you to, I don't know, use the arrows and then, like, you turn with square and circle. And it's just, it's weird.
Seems like you could, like, shoot with, like, R1 and then, like, rotate with R2 and L2 or something.
Like, but even that...
That's, like, the definition of tank controls, though.
Yeah, you can use the analog sticks, but they don't work very well.
Can't you, like, not look up and down? Like, isn't it mainly
you
just,
you
like,
can look up and down, but you have to, like, stop and press the button, and you slowly move up. And by then, like, there's some people in that can just kill you in one hit. And those levels are really long, so once you die, you have to start back, like, 20 minutes. So it gets kind of frustrating. But, you know, it was a good experience, I guess you could say. So anyway, back to the one DS game I bought there. Jump Ultimate Stars.
I've heard that was good.
I like that. It's
isn't it like Smash Brothers with, like, anime characters?
And all the Shonen Jump people.
That's an import title, too, isn't
it?
Yeah. And they had a copy of that at Best Buy one time. I don't know why, but they had one copy sitting on the shelf, and they had no other import games, and it looked interesting.
It is interesting. You should get it. It's probably the best DS game I've played in a long time.
Really?
I know. It's good. The only problem is that it's in Japanese. And I feel like I would get a lot more out of it if I could read part of it. Like, there's this whole section that's just, like, taking quizzes.
And that's just me.
Since it's all random, like, what questions you get, you can't really use a guide to translate what it says. And it's timed, so you can't, like, you know, have the question pop up and then go read it on some guide real fast. Yeah. So, I don't know, that whole part is just lost on me. They have, like, descriptions for all the, like, 300 characters or something.
Good lord.
I'm like, I wish I could read any of this, but I can't.
Yeah, do you, like, recognize most of the characters? There are some of them just like, who is this guy?
Some of them, they never came out in America, so I have no idea who they are. But other ones, I know who they are. just because I was such a big into that for a while.
I'm trying to finish, because I know, speaking of anime characters, I'm trying to finish, or I was going to say catch up on, but it's over now, Full Metal Alchemist. This month, I think, in Japan was the last chapter of that, and I'm like 100 chapters behind. So I was going to eBay that one, but then I realized I have no money, and it's like someone was selling like volumes 1 through 24 for $200, which is still a good deal, but it's still $200 that I don't have. But
yeah, I was thinking of selling some of my old manga books on eBay.
I never thought of that. It's a good idea.
Because I know they cost so much, and then you read it once, and I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah, anymore. You spend $8 on it at Borders or whatever.
You finish them in like an hour, and that's it. And you're done.
I'd keep all the Death Notes, because that's the best. And then I'd sell everything else.
I'm working on Death Note, too, but I'm reading that one online, because I don't want to buy that one, but...
Yeah.
Death Note's really
The translation's good. Really bad, though, that I'm reading, because they, like, didn't translate the names or anything right, so it's pretty bad.
Do they call him Raito or something?
Yeah, he's Raito, which, even that's not that bad, but just some of it's... Like, they got, L is, like... Z, his name. Like, I don't know how they got the letter wrong. I think it was
someone set us up the bomb.
Yeah, pretty much. That's about it.
You should borrow them from me, because it's not like I read them.
Yeah.
The only one I'm missing is 8, because I let somebody else borrow that, and then they moved away.
They can sell it on eBay.
I guess so. You don't care about 8, then.
Yeah, they have the box set that's like $100 for all 13 of them, or 12 plus the 13th. How to read book, which I don't know why.
Yeah, isn't the 13th just like explanation?
Yeah,
it's but like, you know, a bunch of interviews.
The whole box set isn't as bad. It'll save me like $30 if I buy it all together. So, and I do want to own it, so I'll get to it eventually. But I'm not patient enough to wait until I have the money to buy it. So I'm still just gonna keep reading my awful translation, and then I'll continue to complain about it to anyone that will listen.
Yeah, some of them you kind of have to read them online, since. Like, I know Naruto, they've got, like, what, like, 56 of them out right now or something, even in America, because now they decided to catch it up with Japan. So I don't know who has the kind of money to buy all of those.
Well, and then some of them update. No, they release new ones really frequently. Like, things like Full Metal, each chapter comes out every month. There's one chapter a month, and then in the book it's, like, 5 chapters. So, you know, you got, like, 5 or 6 months between buying each book. But for some of them that come out, you know... A new book once a month, that's pretty costly.
Yeah, I'm going to try to read through One Piece, even though it's like 500 chapters.
Don't do it.
Oh, man. One Piece was so good, though.
Yeah.
But it's so long, too. I don't think it'll ever end.
I almost wanted to watch the show to catch up.
Oh, you should watch
not the Four
Hong
Kids
Kong version.
Oh.
Not Four Kids. No, I heard Four Kids with the lollipops and everything that they
have. One Piece DVDs in that little cupboard thing right there, and it's the Japanese version, except it's like the cheap Hong Kong knockoff one, so all the English subtitles are spelled wrong. It's just kind of hard to understand.
Oh, yeah, we watched that once, and it was like, they called him Monkey D. Luffy.
We should watch that right now.
Yeah, well, they have all the fan-translated episodes, and it's not terribly expensive. Expensive. I was going to download it. It's not expensive. It's not. That's totally spaced. But, yeah, they have, I think they're up to, like, episode 400-something fan-translated.
I could do it. I could read through it by the end of summer.
The most I did 25 episodes of a show. That was the whole series. I did it in one sitting.
Kaiji,
yeah. Which is a very good show. If you ever get a chance to watch it, do it. But it's very simple. Like there was a story arc that was like 12 episodes long. That was just a whole bunch of people walking across metal beams, and they still somehow managed to make it interesting. So I gotta give them. But it's subtitled only. It's not in America. But
problem with animes is that they go on so long. They need to have like a short story. Otherwise, you kind of lose interest.
That's the thing with Death Note. That I thought that ended at a good time. Like they really
it was
like,
a good length.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But some of those later ones, there's just so much reading. Like
it's just a page with like a page of words with a face sticking out of the corner with a speech. Then you realize the whole page is a speech
bubble.
It's
just like, oh, good lord.
But that was a really smartly written.
It was very clever.
I really like, because I watched the show
anime,
first,
which is not very smart or clever.
Because like I think Death Note, they knew exactly what they wanted to do through the whole thing.
Well, so I was reading the 13 one, and that was in the interview. It's like, did you know how it was going to end? There's like, not really. I just went chapter by chapter of the story.
Wow,
wow.
I wasn't sure what was going to happen.
It's pretty impressive.
So it really is. Considering how well it all works together, like, that they didn't actually plan it out.
And see, the first, I've heard tell of how terrible the second arc is on the show, and that's where I started. I got into it on the show, and I watched it. I was like, yeah, it's good. I don't know why everyone's complaining, but then now as I'm reading it, I'm realizing how much stuff I missed out on.
Yeah, that's what I heard. They cut out just like a whole arc.
Yeah, like the first like 30 episodes were the first arc, and then they had 17 to the second arc, which was like. I think it was like split up evenly, apparently, originally. So, they had half the time that they should have had.
They have all those like Japanese live action movies about it too. That pretty much go through the whole series on their own.
I watched the first Death Note.
I saw the first one too. It wasn't that great.
Yeah, well, it wasn't as bad as I thought it could have been. Like it entertained me for the 2 hours that it was, but
it was like clean and like G rated, which surprised me. One person gets shot in the head and they don't bleed or anything. You just see them laying on the ground with no bullet hole or anything. Like, what is going on here? I don't know. And they brought those into America too, right?
And then they dubbed them over, with the show's voice actors, they dubbed them over. Mm. But I don't know.
Subs before dubs, man.
Yeah.
Most of the time. I know there's stuff like Full Metal. I started out watching Full Metal on the dub. And so even though when Brotherhood came out in Japan and I could have watched it months ahead of the American release, I couldn't do it. I had to have the... Even though they replaced all the voice actors anyways. But, you know.
Full Metal Alchemist had a good dub, though. It's one of the few ones really does have a good dub.
Like, there's not too many voices that really stand out. I mean, as far as the main characters go, there's really no really, really bad voice actors that just stand out, but...
Which you can't say about One Piece.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I like Brooklyn Sanji.
Yeah, that was just...
And Usopp's is like just that? Annoying.
It's so bad.
The lollipop, I still can't... Four Kids just killed that show for me.
Yeah.
I can't... I want to get into it, because everyone tells me how good it is, and I just don't think I have the patience for it right now.
There was no blood at all. People are.
That was a really bloody show. How it was supposed to be.
Yeah. People's like gets. People got like cut in half and they didn't bleed.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah.
It's like the last episode of Death Note. I don't want to spoil anything.
No, you don't.
Don't spoil it. It's a good. Story.
But the last episode, all the episodes up to there were like TV-14, and the last was. TVMA when it aired, and I was like, well, how much worse could it be? And there's just like random gore all over the place. It's like, okay, that's really came out of nowhere, because it was such a smart series. It's just like a lot of intelligent talking, but
yeah,
they went for the low road for the last episode.
So one anime that I've been trying to watch but I just can't is Halo Legends. Oh, it's really a bunch of animes. I have that from Netflix. I've had it for like 2.5 months. I think I'll be interested in watching it one day.
One day.
I watched a couple of them, and I don't know. They're not that great. But I guess I haven't gotten to the cool-looking ones yet, which are all at the end.
I don't have the patience for the... I started out playing Halo, like, 1 and 2, and then, everyone else... At the end of 2, it started to bug me, and at the end of 3, when it still didn't make any more sense, I just gave up. I was done with Halo.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't know if we got any much more to talk about.
No, we're just 73 sort of scrambling here.
It's a pretty long podcast as it is.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can start this up and get it to be,
a
little more consistent. And now that this thing is portable...
Get invited to E3 too. That'd be nice if you guys could arrange that.
Yeah.
All you people listening.
All four of you.
We're depending on
three
you to get
of,
us.
Three of them are here, but.
Yeah. Also, if you want to send in any questions, if anyone's listening. That'd be great, because that's like the, you know, every podcast does that. We got to do that too. Mm-hmm.
Just to conform.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just go on forums instead and just say, ask me a bunch of questions, and then don't really, you know, tell them why. And then people will give you questions that you can answer.
They probably ask you, like, how old are you? What is your favorite color? Really pointless stuff.
It has nothing to do with the actual podcast.
Yeah. I wish I could feel more motivated to write more stuff for it.
Yeah.
You know, I thought I would be, but I always want to, like, beat a game before I review it, and I've been playing all these long games. And the ones that I could, that I do beat, are, like, really old, so I wonder what's the point of really writing about it.
If you haven't played it by now, you're not going to anyways. Right.
So that's why I want to do more, like, articles like the stupid parts of great games, you know, stuff that can be posted anytime.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So with that, if you listen to all 75 minutes of this,
you deserve an award.
Yeah, you do. Tell us, and we'll congratulate you.
We'll send you a $10 card for whatever.
Just Matt will send you a $10 card for whatever system, not any of us. That'll be your department sending out money.
All right.
Okay, thanks for listening. Goodbye.